Shoreline Veterinary Hospital. How may I help you?
Hi, I have a question about my cat.
Sure.
I'm getting a new kitten, and I already have a cat at home who's declawed, so I think I need to get my new kitten declawed as well. Is that generally the right thing to do?
It all depends. Pretty much, obviously, it's however you guys feel. If your cat is, if she doesn't use her claws a lot, there's nothing that's necessary that they have to do it. But if you feel that she uses her claws a lot, destroying your furniture and stuff, then we can definitely go in that right direction.
Well, I mean, my other cat that was declawed was perfectly fine, so I assume it's not that big of a deal as long as it's done right. I just want to make sure, you know, I obviously find a vet who's really good at it. But
no, absolutely. It's definitely something that we'll be more than happy we can do it here. Before we do any type of surgery, no matter what it is, we obviously need an exam to make sure they're all up to date on vaccines and such. We also do pre-anesthetic blood work before we put any animal under anesthesia to make sure everything internally is okay, and also get an electrocardiogram of their heart. We do that with either a spay, neuter, any type of surgery. We like to do that to have a baseline.
Okay, how much do you think that would be? She's up to date on her shots.
Was she feeling leukemia tested?
Negative. Or it came back negative.
Okay. Let me get just a guess for you, an estimate. Just bear with me for one moment, I apologize. Okay. This would be for the exam and any type of the blood work and also the electrocardiogram. That runs about 208.81.
That doesn't include the declaw. That's just the pre-work.
Correct.
Okay, what would the declaw surgery be if we do it?
Is the animal spayed or neutered already?
No, not yet.
Okay, are you looking to do that at the same time, or?
I guess I should, right? So it's just one anesthesia?
Yes. Is the kitten a little boy or a little girl?
A girl. We think she's 8 months.
Okay. Let me, just so I knew exactly what to charge you, I apologize.
Okay.
And we're looking for the spay and for the declaw, including medication of a home. They are under IV fluids while they're here in the hospital, just because we like to keep everything regulated. One of the technicians is with the animal the whole time, monitoring the blood pressure, the vitals, making sure everything's within normal limits. We will send them home with medication and also special litter because of the declaw. To use for the next 5 to 7 days. We're looking for everything around $480.
So $480, and that includes, like you said, the aftercare for the surgeries.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, do you guys do a lot of these? I want to make sure. So my other cat is fine, but I've heard a lot of horror stories about cats getting botched declaws. So I just want to make sure, you know, I find someone who does a lot of them, uses like the latest techniques or whatever. Because I just don't want complications, you know?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, unfortunately, we can't guarantee that. I mean, we do a lot of the surgeries. That's something that when you come in, the doctor can go over in depth everything at the type of the exam, because we would have to do the exam and everything prior to the surgery. But that is something that the doctor can go over and explain in more detail with you at that time. We do it very frequently, though.
Oh, okay. So you do it pretty often. It's not a big deal, I guess. It's not really rare or anything?
Oh, no, not at all.
Oh, okay. Well, that's reassuring. So what is the first-time visit charge for the consult and stuff?
For the exam alone is $59.50. Then the blood work and the EKG, if we do everything at that time, that's what brings you around $180.
Okay. And you guys pretty much do them throughout the week. I'm just thinking with the holidays and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you can give us a call a week before. We can definitely get you in most likely that week or the following week. That's not a problem at all for the first visit.
Okay, and then as far as the declawing, do you have a vet that you recommend at your practice who does it a lot? Or?
Nope, they're both the same. They both do them frequently, yes. The DQOL is just so you know, they do stay overnight, just because we like to keep the bandages on for at least 24 hours before we send them home, keep them nice and calm in a cage before they can, like, go home and they go running or prancing or anything like that.
Okay, so just overnight.
In your bed?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let me talk this over with my boyfriend and call you guys back.
All right, no problem. Any questions, just give us a call.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.